What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hey there, welcome back to Peace of Mind. My name is Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy.
Hello.
So, isn't it fun just to listen to radio, listen to husband and wife talking?
Oh, it's so fun.
This is how we always talk, right, Kathy?
Absolutely.
So, we talk about insurance all the time and liability. And
yes, we're so fun.
Yeah. What did you do yesterday, Kathy?
Yesterday, I was in a class in Marietta all day for my continuing education as well as just regular education. I took an employee with me to get them up to speed with that specific carrier. It was a good class.
Cincinnati.
It was long. It was Cincinnati. It was long. It's for commercial, of course, commercial coverages and all sorts of stuff with commercial. So surety bonds and general liability, property, workers' comp, you name it. We went over it yesterday.
Yeah. Well, I just got my continuing education done by skinning my teeth.
Yes. But
I've been doing insurance for 30 years now, and right. I used to enjoy it more than I do today, but that's the way it is. I majored in insurance, so I was the insurance nerd, and here I am 30 years later, and so you can never know everything there's about insurance. There's a lot to know about.
That's actually something that one of the people that were speaking, they had numerous people speak yesterday from the company that had been out from all over the United States, different places coming in talking, and it was interesting. They said you can never know everything with insurance because it's ever changing. And it's like just when you figure everything out, the company will change their appetite or they'll change something. So if you're ever wanting to get insurance, it's not boring because the fact that you've got, things are going to change all the time. So you have to keep up with everything.
That's right. So today we're talking about, pretty big news in the state of Georgia. The tort reform in Georgia has passed.
Yay, thank God.
So, yeah, I want to get some, interview some people about this, particularly some of the legislators been involved in this. And also, we have a lobbyist that John Barber, I'm hoping to get him on the show because he was pretty instrumental in this. He's from the independent agents, and his job was to get on the Capitol Hill and try to get this passed.
And Johnny's been really interesting.
Yeah, Johnny.
Chastain.
So we're trying to get him back on the show. I don't know if what kind of teeth it's got in it. I don't know. I've just kind of read a little bit about it, but I want to know specifically about what it does. And what we're talking about is the legal environment in Georgia has deteriorated to it. It's one of the worst in the nation, and it's just a very litigious state. So if you're in an auto accident or if you're on property, premises liability, businesses and citizens are getting beat up a lot of times when it comes to getting into a courtroom with a trial attorney. Mm-hmm. And there's been some really large judgments, and it's created a situation where the insurance environment, right now it's pretty much a stalemate. Mm-hmm. I was talking to one of my friends and competitors this past week, and he's like, they can't really write anything. We're very fortunate. We have a couple markets that are still writing policies, but it's getting really restrictive in the state of Georgia. And my cousin in Atlanta, the same way, he's having a hard time writing business. And that's not what you want. You want to have a competitive, open insurance market, and competition is what's going to bring prices down. And right now we don't have that. We're seeing what I would call a hard market. It's hard to get insurance. Prices are going up, and we're hoping that this tort reform is going to create a more competitive open market in the state of Georgia.
Well, let's just kind of recap this. Basically, because Georgia has not had tort reform, they've had, we're going to give some examples of all the different types of claims that they've paid out. It's been crazy in Georgia. It's become like it used to be in Florida until Florida got tort reform and pushed through legislation there. The problem with people don't understand is, a lot of the companies they're unprofitable in the state of Georgia. And what they do typically is they stop writing or they pull out of the state. So with that happening, that help does not, I mean, if people are having their premiums going up and rate increases because they're unprofitable in the state of Georgia, or their companies are either not writing or they leave the state completely because they don't want to be involved with it, that helps. It doesn't help with what they can do for you for your insurance. And the rates have continuously gone up. With this, what I'm understanding, with this being passed, it should eventually trickle down to our, you know, the Department of Insurance and everything else to try to get everything kind of settled down. It's going to stop it, but it's not going to make it any better. At least it won't continuously go up even more and more and more. That's what we've been told. So, which is why we've always encouraged y'all to, people listening, to talk to different representatives to kind of support this, because it's going to affect everybody in the state of Georgia and their insurance premiums. And that's unfortunate, but that's the way it is. And we're just trying to give you guys a, you know, figure out, you know, because people are like, why has my premium gone up? I haven't had any claims. Well, the companies have had rate increases, and that's because of what's happening in these types of suits and things, and just no control over settlements that they've had, and it's gotten really out of hand.
So, Kaylee, I don't know, but this had to be a dog fight.
What now?
A dog fight.
Set this example, okay?
Let's no, see. I'm not talking actual. I'm talking about in the Senate.
Oh yeah, I don't
this
think
was
it's,
a dog fight. Yeah. So it I guess it narrowly passed 91 votes to 82 votes.
Oh, wow.
And I assume that's down party lines, Republicans right. versus Democrats.
Right.
So, it you know, Democrats were not in favor of this. Governor Kemp is one that, you know, was one that kind of helped sponsor this bill, along with Senator Gooch. I know he was very involved in
yes.
it. You know, the supporters of the bill say, and this is where I'm reading off of a publication here, that, you know, it will hopefully stop frivolous lawsuits that have damaged business owners. They say that there's no better way to get sued than to own a business.
Right.
And you know, people are scared, and they're being held responsible for things like this claim with CVS Pharmacy. It was a $43 million verdict over somebody getting shot in their parking lot that wasn't even a patron there. Now, this happened down Moreland Avenue down in Atlanta. I'm kind of familiar with that because my mother's from Atlanta, and I'm familiar. You can drive in a good area in Atlanta and be in a bad area and, you know, five minutes away.
Yeah, by turning down a different street or
yeah, so I understand
turn.
That's kind of a high drug area, you know, but you know, from CVS perspective, they're trying to serve a community there. You know, they've got a place to buy your prescription drugs, you know. But if somebody's out there in a parking lot making some kind of illegal deal and they get shot,
that's not their fault.
Well, I mean, it is. Yes, CVS was held 95%
liable.
I'm saying
it shouldn't be their fault. I mean, they didn't tell the people to go have, you know, a drug deal in the middle of their parking lot.
Well, the argument was that they didn't keep the premises lit. They knew it was a high crime area. They didn't have a security guard. And that resulted in a $43 million verdict against CVS.
But I'm sure in their defense, they probably had lighting and they probably did have security cameras.
Well,
I don't know about that.
But
just
regardless.
I mean, I don't think a lot of places can afford a security guard full time all the time.
Here's the jury failed to assign any blame to the unknown shooter. So the person that shot this other third party.
So he gets off scot-free, basically.
Well, nobody knew who he was. So he didn't get any blame for the shooting, and CVS was hit with 95% of the verdict, and the victim was held at 5% of the verdict, the person that got shot. So that's what they awarded it $43 million. So what we've seen in the insurance industry is, like I said, it's harder to get coverage. We're seeing insurance companies are restricting the amount of umbrella coverage you can get or not even able to get the coverage.
Mm-hmm.
I've got one, here's a couple statements from opponents of this bill. There's a representative, I'm just reading here, Tanya Miller, Atlanta Democrat, called the measure one of the most poorly drafted bills I've ever seen as a lawyer. Another one, this is a lawyer
from
in Atlanta.
Insurance Journal
yep,
publication.
Atlanta,
okay.
Yep, Stacey Evans. This court should be a safe, welcoming place for all of us. We just picked a loser today. So basically it's being spun like, okay, people will not have access to a fair trial for juries.
That's not true.
But and they said that it was also it was pushed by special interest, which is our guy John Barber, as a manufacturer's crisis. Basically, we don't have a crisis.
No, there is a crisis.
And it's like, okay.
Are they paying their insurance premiums here in the state?
It's going to cut into the business of trial attorneys, you know, so. But I think it's been a feeding frenzy, like a bunch of sharks and piranhas that are going after, in this case here, it's against citizens that are getting sued frivolously a lot of times, and you're about to have to pay for this cost. So we will be back after the break. We're talking about the legal environment in Georgia and the tort reform that has now passed. My name is Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy Moore, and we are on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark, and we want you to know where we're located. More Insurance Services, Inc. has three locations. One is located in Blairsville, one is in Hiawassee, and lastly in Hayesville. The one in Blairsville is located across from Home Depot. And next to the post office there in Blairsville, we're located in the South State Bank building. We're actually not part of the bank, but we're in a separate wing in the same building for your insurance needs there in Blairsville. So come by and see us there in Blairsville. Our second location is located in Hiawassee, Georgia. We're next to the hospital there as well. We're in the Red Brick building called Town Trace. We're in 150 South of Main Street, Suite C, right there. In the Town Trace building, so come by and see us there in Hiawassee for your insurance needs. Our last location, which is called More Insurance Services, Inc., is located, our main hub is in Hayesville, North Carolina. We're at 157 Highway 64 West there in Hayesville, North Carolina. Come by and see us there. We are next to United Community Bank as well there. Come by and see us. We'd love to help you with your insurance needs. Just want you, Ross, a reminder that we are all of our agents are licensed in North Carolina and Georgia, so we can help you in whatever state you're at and around the surrounding states as well. Our other location is in Murphy, North Carolina. It's called Mountain Insurance. It's a division of Moore Insurance, and we're located on Highway 64 as well, right past Hardee's and So Good Restaurant. So come by and see us there in Murphy. Our last location is located in Blue Ridge, Georgia. It's called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. It's also a division of Moore Insurance Services. You come by and see us. We are located between the United Community Bank and Burger King right there. Come by and see us in Blue Ridge to help you there as well. We also have our website, which is www.more-insurance.com. And you can go in there and request a quote, make a payment, check out our website. If you missed any of our radio shows, podcasts, you can check them out there as well. And also, you can have access to the other websites that we have for the other entities. So come by and go there and check us out there. And also, we are hiring. So if you're interested and you have your license in property and casualty and life, please come by on our website and join our team. And it will send us information with your resume.
Okay. So they were talking about, there was a tort reform bill that just passed in Georgia, narrowly. It was 91 to 82. And this bill hopefully is going to limit some of the, what we would call a frivolous lawsuit or particularly premises liability. There'll be some protections there for people that own properties in the state of Georgia. It's got to the point where we're seeing coverages are being restricted or not offered, like maybe assault and battery. You can't even get coverage for it anymore. Mm-hmm. Anything to do with a gun. So business owners are struggling, because they're being left bare in certain coverage situations. Mm-hmm. And also the premiums are going up and up, up and up. Now, I just want to say this again. I'm not pro or not anti-attorney, okay? Right. And one of my attorney friends got me. He's like, Mark, you just paint us with a broad brush about,
not everyone.
There's a sect of attorneys. There are trial attorneys that are profiting a lot off of these lawsuits.
Right.
There's also attorneys that are doing wills. They're doing contracts, closings. And so I will be very clear. I'm not trying to paint everybody in this
category.
Category. Mm-hmm. But be as it may, we can see what the impact on our industry is. A consumer in Georgia can see what the impact of this is on their insurance premiums. I can tell you right now, people are angry.
Yeah,
people are mad. Kathy just had a customer, was a week and a half ago, that wanted to talk to the owner.
Right.
And how did that go? I mean, his premium, he had no claims or anything else, right?
I mean, the problem is our offices, especially the ones, we have three of them in Georgia, they are taking hourly, daily, just
chewing out
about the rate increases that the carriers that we have gone up. They want to be requoted. They're unhappy. We're having to adjust deductibles. We're having to adjust different things for the customer to make it come in line for them. Some people are on fixed incomes. They can't afford all this. But, you know, there's nothing we can do except try to figure out what's best for the customer and try to help them keep the best coverage and the best price. But there's only very few companies right now that are writing to even to remarket them to.
So that particular customer, what happened to him? He contacted you and he's
He contacted me because, you know, he was so upset about it. And
what happened specifically?
So I guess his policies went up. He has had no claims. He's been with the carrier for some time and he's unhappy with the constant claim, you know, increases, which they're having rate increases. And so I explained to him that we could look at his coverages that he had. We can either adjust deductibles, which basically the higher deductible, the lower your premium. So if you can afford to adjust it on your auto, if you're at 250, you can go to 500, 1,000, 2,500. Some companies will go 5,000. If you can actually afford that, because you have to pay that prior to the company kicking in their coverage, it's better to do that. Or if you have on your home, you can adjust that as well on your deductibles. That's really all we can do with the carrier that they were currently with to offset some of those rate increases. But he also wanted to be remarketed. You know, we only have other companies, like one or two other companies are actually riding in the state of Georgia. So we had to look at that. Ultimately, he wasn't happy with the carrier. Was a good company. All of our carriers that we represent are over in A+, A and best rated companies, which means they can pay your claims. But, you know, we're limited to companies, limited things to do, and a lot of dialogue back and forth. Then when I adjusted all of his stuff on his current term, the biggest thing was making sure all those were reflected on the renewal term that was getting ready to come up, which was, but then they've had another rate increase. So
he's not happy, is he?
Well, I mean, he's not happy, but this is not something I can control. At the time we did the endorsements and we adjusted what it was going to be for the current term, it was everything rolled over to the renewal, which was I made sure. And then they've gone up some more. Again, a lot of times we are not even aware that the rates have been increased until customers start calling us. Our reps try to come out and see us and let us know usually before it hits, hey, here's the bad news or here's the good news. We got this new coverage, but bad news is we're having another rate increase. Sometimes they don't get out to us and let us know before we start having customers upset. So we just try to stay on top of everything as best we can, but we represent multiple carriers and we're seeing the same type of things happening, especially in Georgia. Now, North Carolina, we're open to do all the companies we have will write home, auto, everything there. And then, of course, in Georgia, they're also, because of all this happening, and they're even just like the umbrellas are becoming an issue, even to be able to get an umbrella in the state of Georgia. So if you have an umbrella, you need to keep it because, you know, they're also limiting how much we can write, which is not always that great because if your customer's affluent and they have lots of assets, you need to make sure that they have a higher than $1 million umbrella. And we're trying to work with them underwriting on that.
So what the problem is, like, people are had to pay more in premiums.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid that there's a big segment of people that are actually reducing their liability limits.
Wow,
in a litigious state. So not only are we reduced liability, the chances of having a larger lawsuit is there.
Yeah,
it's interesting. You know, one of these representatives says it's a manufactured crisis. Like we know, this is not a manufactured crisis. Yeah. I would definitely refute that because we're seeing it every day, and we're seeing people that can't afford their premiums, people that are having to cut their coverages back. And there's a select few people that are profiting off this situation.
Right.
And I think that it is you know, we're looking, we can't think of a different perspective. We're doing business in two states. So I'm seeing
one. Primarily, we're
familiar with two states, North Carolina, Georgia. And in North Carolina, we're not seeing this. We're not seeing this in North Carolina. No. We're not having the problems that we're seeing in Georgia and North Carolina. And I wish that, you know, I'm hoping that the tort reform will give some relief to the insurance industry.
I'd
like to know more about specifics about what this is doing, but I think it's going to hopefully help open up the market. And then the market may go from being what we call a hard market, maybe it's going to soften up and we'll see more competition. We'll see more coverages that can be added. And I'm going to try to get some people that know about the tort reform on the radio. We can talk to them and interview them. So, all righty, this concludes the show for this week. My name is Mark Moore, my wife Kathy. And we are on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.